Everybody present? Well, after this rich lunch, I hope that coffee will help us be alive and active. I will open the session of this afternoon announcing that we have two important points. First is the traditional reports of the PAC for the three main domains, the three pillars that sustain also the and advise the Scientific Council. And then we have elections. So let's start with the first point of the agenda. Itza, please, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's my pleasure to present a report from the last PAC on particle physics. The 51st one. The meeting took place in June 1920. Here you can see the full agenda of the meeting. And today I will report on the highlights of that meeting, namely the reports on the whole complex NICA, MPD and BMA10, then projects that were seeking continuation, ALICE, ATLAS and CMS, and we had a very thorough review of these three experiments, SCAN3 and NA34, and the new project FASA. So let me start with the NICA project. The NICA project is making good progress. The main item on the agenda today is the booster assembly. Working is going on, and the expectation was that the assembly would be completed and the commissioning with BEAM will be made by the end of 2019. Fortunately, I heard just these days that there is some delay on this schedule, and I don't know where do we stand with it. Magnets are being assembled all the time, but the whole thing, the full timeline is unclear, at least for me at this time. Another item that was discussed was the improvement of the diagnostics of the beam from the nucleotron. This is following the result from the last run, which was done with a carbon beam and for the short-range correlations in nuclei. And while analyzing the data, it was discovered that together with the carbon beam, there was also an oxygen beam. So those things have to be cleared out so that the diagnostics are much better and the machine delivers only one species at a time. Concerning the infrastructure developments, there is also good progress achieved, and the laboratory has made real efforts in order to reduce the delays on the construction work schedule of the infrastructure. One of the big items was the compressor hall. The original contract was with a company that was contract had to be terminated for uncontrollable reasons, and the new contract was signed with a new company. So now the completion of the hall is expected next year. The NICA collider, this is a relatively old picture from June. You saw a much recent one this morning from the presentation of our director. Very good progress has been done on the completion of the NICA collider. And the Innovation Center is just the last building that was added to this complex. Concerning the MPD, the MPD is really making progress. The collaboration is growing. two new groups were admitted to the collaboration, and the structures of the collaborations are building up, and they are all by now functioning, and functioning well, I would say. This includes a detector council, executive council, and physics working groups. Those things have been formed, have their regular meetings, and they are doing very good work. In particular, the influx of the new groups is really visible, and it's having a strong impact. For example, the magnitude and the quality of the simulations that are being carried out now in the framework of the physics working group is really outstanding, and the PAC was impressed by the amount and the of this work. The different elements of the detector are being constructed, and the goal is to have everything completed by 2021. Here you can see a short status of the various subsystems. This is an example of the amount of simulations that are now being carried out by the physics working groups for the MPD. Here, I see that those things have disappeared. Anyhow, this is pi zero to gamma gamma, and this is the eta to gamma gamma. Those are reconstructed in the electromagnetic calorimeter. The same two particles, the pi zero and the eta, can be reconstructed through conversions, and these are the examples. Then hyperons have been studied, the lambdas, the sigma, and the omega. Resonances like the phi, the k, the sigma, and this is the rho to pi plus, pi minus. Sorry for these symbols that are missing. The BM-ATEN is also making excellent progress. For the first time, we saw data analysis to the level of producing physics results. The first example was an analysis of the lambda hyperon production in 4 GV per nucleon carbon beams on carbon, aluminum, and the copper targets. Here you can see an example of the invariant mass, the PT distribution, and the total multiplicity. These things are now preliminary, were presented at the, an international conference. So this is parallel to that, the BM-ATEN is doing effort, is working very actively in order to prepare the experimental setup that will be almost the final one for the heavy ion beams in 2021. Now, as I mentioned, we had a thorough review of the three LHC experiments, the ATLAS, CMS, and ALICE. And before I go into the details of each one of them, there are some several general considerations that the PAC addressed. Namely, currently there are two projects associated to each one of the three experiments. One project is devoted to the operations and the physics analysis, and the other one is focused on detector upgrade and R&D. And there is a substantial overlap in the personnel involved in the two projects. The PAC considers that this separation is not justified and recommended to the GNR Directorate to consider unifying the two activities into a one single project in order to better monitor and regulate the execution of the so far distinct projects. So this was one of the general things that appear in this review. I think the PAC found it very convenient and useful to simultaneously review the three projects at the same time, at the same meeting, and then we decided to approve the three of them for the same period of time, just to keep them synchronized for the future also. So in general, the PAC is proposing that the three experiments give regular reports to the PAC, a yearly report that will be a detailed one with oral presentations on the from all the progress on the milestones that will be scheduled at the January meetings, and then following that at the June meeting, a short written report just mentioning in gross terms what is the progress. So in that way, the PAC thinks it will be better equipped to perform the review in a more coherent manner. We have also requested, in order to be able to monitor the progress with the milestone, we have requested that each experiment present at the next PAC meeting a project plan or timeline for the next 4 years, indicating who is working to work on what sub-project, together with a series of milestones and deliverables to be used by the PAC to monitor and regulate the execution of the whole project. So those are the general guidelines that we develop in the course of this review. Now to the three experiments one by one. The CMS. So the PAC congratulates the GINR CMS group for the quality of the work carried out in various aspects of the hardware detector system where the GINR has major responsibility. This includes mainly the forward muon station and the end cap of the hadronic calorimeter. The PAC also comments the operation and service work carried out by the group, and in particular the performance of the Tier 1 computer center. And the committee notes progress in physics studies with direct participation in GINR members on muon pairs, on studies of physics beyond the standard model, on Higgs coupling and jet production processes. Now, the recommendations. The PAC encourages the group to better balance the detector maintenance and operation on the one side and the physics studies on the other side. We found that the group is doing excellent things in terms of the hardware, but not so much on the physics analysis. So we recommend the CMS group to make a larger effort towards a higher productivity in terms of physics analysis and scientific publications commensurate with the global contributions of GINR to CMS. The PAC would like to see a physics analysis plan which includes subjects that would allow the group to achieve higher visibility with identified GINR responsibilities and an increased number of young researchers and students involved. In this regard, the presence of a large number of participants with 0-1 FTE was found to be not quite adequate. So the committee finally recommends continuation of GINR participation in the CMS project for the 4 years, 20 to 23, with first priority pending the setting in place of corrective actions to address these concerns. The Atlas. The Atlas fulfills its obligations in terms of detector operations shifts. But on the experts' operation, only 50% of the duties were fulfilled, but corrective actions have been taken. The committee appreciates the progress in various physics analyses where GINR responsibility is very high. And these include a variety of studies, including the proton structure, studies of physics beyond the standard model, search for quantum black holes and pentaquarks, precision measurements of WZ production cross-sections, and some other. And the PAC notes with pleasure the large number of scientific publications with direct participation of GINR members and the consistency of the research subgroups involving several young researchers. So, the recommendations, although the proposed activity for the next years are relevant and compelling, The PAC recommends that the group concentrates on fewer studies in which it could achieve a leadership role with a visible impact within the ATLAS collaborations, such that it has coordinating roles, involvement in of new young researchers, and presentations at major conferences. The PAC also recommended continuation of JINAR's participation in the ATLAS project for the four-year period of 20 to 23 with first priority. ALICE. The committee takes note of the involvement of the group in some physics analyses where results have been obtained and published. This is mainly in the field of femtoscopic correlations and the nuclear modification factor of the upsilon states, the 1s and the 2s. The main efforts of the JINAR group for the next years will be focused on studies of femtoscopic correlations and heavy quark kornea, together with also production of light vector mesons in ultra-peripheral collisions. The group will also contribute to the maintenance and development of the grid ALICE system and to the photon spectrometer upgrade. Now, the recommendation, the PAC is concerned with the relatively low visibility of JINAR ALICE team, as reflected, for example, by the lack of talks at the major conferences in the field. The PAC also notes that the group, with several senior scientists, would benefit from rejuvenation. The PAC strongly encourages the group leader to take actions to attract young scientists and students into the project, aiming at a strong impact and visibility. The PAC recommends continuation of ALICE for the same period of 4 years, with first priority pending the setting place of corrective actions to address these concerns. So that much for the LHC involvement. Now there were two other projects that were seeking continuation. One is the SCAN3. The SCAN3 is devoted to the study of a highly excited nuclear matter produced by a deuteron beam produced by the nucleotron. They have an existing spectrometer that will be upgraded. The measurement of these correlation pairs will enable studies of low energy eta A interactions, search for eta bound states, and studies of the delta isobar produced. The recommendation, the PAC notes the expertise of the authors in these studies, the large size of the group involved in the project, and the very modest requested budget. The PAC recommends continuation for the period 20 to 22 with first priority, making sure that this activity does not interfere with the DENICA needs. This is because they are using the nucleotron beam, so has to be coordinated with the needs of the NICA project. NA64 is an experiment devoted for search for dark matter, looking for dark photons. The PAC notes the relevance of the research program and its potential in the quest for dark matter. The PAC recognized the excellent role played by the team in the hardware aspects of the project, production and test and installation of straw tube chambers, together with the data acquisition software, online monitoring and visualization, reconstruction and Monte Carlo simulation. The PAC also notes that the recommendations that were made by the PAC for particle physics and the PAC for the nuclear physics at their joint session in January 2019 that included the need to improve the ratio of FTE to participants, the need to attract students and to get involved in data analysis were not properly addressed in the presented material. So the recommendation was not to recommend. Namely, the PAC decided to postpone any recommendation on the project till the authors present to the PAC not later than the next session of January 2020, a revised proposal including an action plan where the previous recommendations mentioned here are addressed. Till then, and if needed, the PAC recommends that the GINAR management provide sufficient resources to the group to allow continuation of their work and their commitments. FASA is a new project that was submitted for the first time. The goal is to study the space-time characteristic of hot nuclei forming the collision of light relativistic heavy ions with heavy targets. The experiment is carried out using relativistic beam from the nucleotron and the 4-pi FASA detector. It has a 30 telescope which will allow spectroscopic and correlation measurements in terms of relative angles from 10 to 180 degrees of relative velocities of the intermediate mass fractions, also the studies of the radial flow and thermalization in the hot spectator of the target. The PAC notes that similar work on multi-fragmentation of nuclei was carried out some 40 years ago at Fermilab, at the CERN PS, and at the Bevatron and Bevalac. The PAC requests the authors to sharpen their scientific case, taking into account this earlier data, and to present a convincing case on how they can solve the still open question of breakup and thermalization in the multi-fragmentation of nuclei. The PAC looks forward to receiving an improved proposal with details on the target thickness, the identification power of their telescope for helium and beryllium isotopes, and the simulation of the performance of the experiment in comparison with theoretical predictions. So we also heard briefly from Rumen Tsenov the strategic long-range plans concerning heavy ion and the spin physics. You heard a much more detailed report this morning. The PAC appreciates being informed of all these developments and looks forward to being informed in the future also about how the development of this very important document. A scientific report, the PAC heard two reports this time, one on neutrino-less double beta decay, the theory challenges that was presented by F. Simkovich, and the report on femtocyclones and baryon polarization in heavy ion collisions that was presented by Oleg Tarayev. And thanks the speakers for their presentations. As usual, we had also presentations by young scientists. There were in total 70 posters that were reviewed. And the committee selected the poster on neutrino oscillations analysis in the NOVA experiment presented by L. Kulopeva that will be reported at this session tomorrow. So that's all of my report. We have fixed also the days for our next meeting. That will be on February 3-4 of 2020. This is the menu of the tentative agenda that we planned for the next meeting. And with that, I thank you very much.
Thank you, Itzhak. Perhaps I should have started this session telling you a few words about the PACs and about the architecture behind this, especially for the new members of the Scientific Council. I have to say that differently from other laboratories, these program advisory committees are not in charge of, giving beam time at an accelerator, but rather to advise on the programs, as the name says. Therefore, they contact the people in the labs, the directors, the scientists, and then following this thorough analysis, they present their conclusion in front of us. Thank you again, Itzhak. If somebody wants to add or has some non-clarities concerning the report, I don't see such, so thank you.
Okay.
Yes?
Just confused. Is this park in charge of neutrino activity, neutrino physics activity here, or is still divided in between this park and nuclear physics park?
Well, you remember that in last January, we had a joint session of the PAC of Nuclear Physics and the PAC of Particle Physics, where all the neutrino were reviewed together. And one of the recommendations of that meeting was that all the neutrino physics should be reviewed by one single committee. That was the recommendation to the PAC that was endorsed by the Scientific Council.
Who is now handling neutrino?
Well, I think that the question should be addressed to the management. I don't know what the management has decided on that. That was the recommendation endorsed by this body.
Yeah.
Yes, but... Well, we didn't receive any mandate or any information of whether the management has decided to go one direction or another.
Sorry, was the common meeting took place in January. After that, the decision of this common meeting was presented to Scientific Council. And what the consequences from this decision will be, I believe, presented on next meeting.
No. I'm wondering what was going to happen in the future, not in the past. In the past, I understand, but...
No, this concerns the future. It will be presented...
This session presented the recommendation for each project concerning the neutrino physics, accelerator neutrino physics, recommendation, three steps. The first priority, second priority, and third priority.
Yeah, but who is going to do this? Which park is going to take care of this?
It will be next meeting for park.
Of the two parks together?
I believe yes.
It will not be each program committee, but through the 1 year joint meeting was previously planned.
Let's say that this was already discussed at the previous sessions, and it was a premiere this year that it was a joint PAC session, especially because there are some overlaps, especially the neutron physics.
What's the problem of the next PAC on particle physics? There is no neutrino there.
Yeah, I think that the direction will look, and the scientific secretary will look carefully at that, and he will contact both leaders of the PACs, and they should decide that they will have a common meeting or not. One should understand that they have total freedom to decide upon the way they provide their consulting. We do not impose them something. It's a consulting organism.
May make a comment. It's understandable questions, of course. People have to understand about sitting here. In fact, in January, we had really joint session of two committees, our program committees, and that committee supervised and considered only projects in neutrino program of that only. So, and it was decided this summary of that consideration to direct directors of laboratory and director of GNR, especially to think and introduce some changes maybe in this politics, and it has to be reported to program committee through the 1 year. So now they think, and as the next program committee of particle physics in June was considered only other projects, not neutrinos. So because we hear anything...
Not in February. There is a program. I'm sorry for, you know, asking this, but I see the program for February and there is no neutrino there either. So is it postponed to next June or what?
You had a question?
If there is some time, I could put my question. The PAC had some concern, a few of the activities. How do I call it? Succession? A number of scientists? It was the case for Alice and for another case. Yes. So my question is Atlas. No, I don't
not
think
Atlas,
no
CMS.
Atlas. Okay, so maybe now that puts my question actually valid. Is this general? And are we safe with Nika? Do we have the cohort of new generation that will be leading the science?
Well,
is it a general concern that has to be addressed, or is it in some places only?
What I mentioned here was a concern that there are many people involved at the level of 0.1 FTE. This is considered not effective. In many cases, particularly in ALICE, we found that there is a need to bring young people there. The staff is very senior, mostly senior people. Now, if you ask about NICA, fortunately, with the formation of the collaborations, we have attracted a large of outside groups, and this has brought an influx of young people. For example, the simulations I show is one example of the activities that are going on that are really of very high quality. But there is still room to attract new groups, okay? So.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much, Itzhak.
Okay.
We move to the next speaker.
This is not the job. The job is to prioritize, and they never do it. Why do we have to commit if they don't prioritize? We see everything.
Okay, but fortunately, Itzhak is here. He's the president of this PAC, so he can convey to his colleagues your message. So I said that the next speaker should have been Marek Levitovich, who excused himself, and instead of Marek, our vice director, Mikhail Itkis, will present the results of this PAC. Please.
Okay. Marek asked me to present this result of Program Advisory Committee for Nuclear Physics, and the program of this Program Advisory Committee, 50th meeting, opening report on item information and computing infrastructure of Joint Institute, first result of the experiment with the Colina 2 fragment separator, proposal for opening new project construction of prototype of initial section of high current heavy ion linear accelerator aimed at using intensive radioactive ion beams for basic research. Report on the item investigation of neutron-nuclear interaction and properties of neutron and its project, Project Angra. Report of the team investigation of neutron-nuclear interaction and properties of neutron. Letter of intent to open new project construction of prototype of the setup for measurement of the neutron lifetime using the time of flight method. Letter of intent to open new project construction of prototype of polarized nuclear target, poster session of young scientists, close decision, also information about proposal for open new team development of conceptual design of new advanced neutron source at GINR, and progress report on energy and transmutation and radioactive material project and proposal for its extension and general discussion. Meeting of close session took place and report on project CHARM and nuclear-nuclear interaction study of nucleon spin structure and strong and electromagnetic interaction and proposal for its extension, scientific report transfer momentum distribution of hadrons, and proposal for agenda on next meeting and so on. A report on the team information and computing infrastructure of GIN and proposal for its extension may involve to ensure the further development of network information and computing infrastructure of our institute for research and production activities of the institute and its member states on basis of state-of-art information technology. My activities, multifunctional information and computing complex, information and software support of scientific and production activities at the institute, development of system of training and advanced training of IT professional based on educational and research infrastructure. The decision. PAC appreciates the elite's effort to achieve the following objectives: development and upgrade of our telecommunication and network infrastructure, modernization of multifunctional center, engineering infrastructure, increase in performance of computing resources and data storage systems. The PAC recommends extension of this team, information and computing infrastructure of our institute, and the Multifunctional Information Center and Computing Center project for period 2020-2023 with first priority. First result of the experiment with the Aquilina 2 fragment separator during the last 2 years was studied some reaction, for example, in order to define the excited state for hydrogen 7. The first flagship experiment was done in November 2018, 10 days, 2 gallium 3 telescope installed at 17 degree. In the April 2019, 12 days for the 4 gallium 3 telescope installed at 15 degree. Expected energy resolution for hydrogen 7 missing mass spectra was about 1.1 MeV. Efficiency coincident tritium gallium 3 was about 65% in November, in April around 75%. As a result, indication for hydrogen 7 ground state around 2 MeV are found in the measured energy and angular distribution. For the first time, the hydrogen 7 excited state is observed at the energy around 6.5 MeV with widths around 2 MeV. It's probably a mix of two states, 3.2 plus and 5 by 2 states, built upon the 2 plus excitation of valence neutron or one of the doublet states. The data with more statistics, April 2019, are currently under analysis. Another experiment has been done using the lithium and the deuterium, and you can see at the second flagship experiment in March of this year, combined mass methods, proton lithium 11 coincidence is very promising for lithium 10 study and could be applied for other isotopes, gallium 7, gallium 9, and lithium and other isotopes, etc. High statistic and better quality for neutron detection will help to study the lithium 10 low energy spectrum in more detail. This measurement said will be done in this year. The PAC congratulates Aquilina 2 group on the successful start with 2 convenience hydrogen 7 and lithium 10 dedicated runs. Since the time schedules and requested resources remain reasonable, and PAC recommends that Directorate fully support the Aquilina 2 project to continue the scientific program that appears to be promising. The Program Advisory Committee requested more detailed presentation on the next experimental investigation, increased efficiency, longer runs, etc., to be submitted at future meeting. Next project was first time proposal for construction of prototype, the initial section of high current heavy ion linear accelerator presented by Leonid Grigorenko. You can see here the scheme of this facility, and we consider that it's the part of development of Fluorov laboratory accelerator complex and experimental setup, so-called DRIP-3, on the years 2020-2021. The Proposal for construction of prototype of initial section of high current heavy iron linear accelerator. The decision of program advisory committee. PAC recommends the opening the project construction of prototype of initial section of a high current heavy iron linear accelerator aimed at producing intensive radioactive ion beams for basic research under the team development of Flerov laboratory accelerator complex and experimental setups DRIP-3 for the two-year period. This work should be supported both in terms of manpower and financial resources, but so that the just started program on research of super heavy element factory at the new are not perturbed. It means that in principle, in existing seven-year plan, we haven't enough money in order to develop this project in full scale and so on. It means it's a special case and we must come back to discussion of this in future. The PAC recommend elaborating more detailed work schedule for development of facility by determining the stages, their goals, and required resources. Special attention should be paid to the front-end development of the initial part of accelerator, to the design of high-power production target, and of high-intensity gas cell for radioactive ion beams. PAC recommends exploring synergies in the superconducting LINAC design with high-power LINAC considered in the Pluton version of the new our neutron facility. Today about this was a special talk in framework of new neutron source in our institute in future starting after 2030. Report of proposal for extension of the project ANGRE is the neutron laboratory, Frank laboratory. The project ANGRE is developed to study neutron nuclear interaction using the Target neutron method, TANGRA setups, and this facility now must be finished in this year, and they propose to start plan for 2020-2024 construction of prototype of setup for elemental analysis using TNM and high resolution detectors, experiment on measurement of cross section for reaction inelastic reaction with neutrons, experiment to measure angular correlation of gamma ray and neutron emission and reaction of inelastic neutron scattering by a light nuclei. Development of theoretical model to describe angular correlation in inelastic scattering of fast neutrons. Development of technique of searching for diamond in kimberlite areas using the Target neutron method. It's applied research, design and development of pixel neutron generator studies of Martin soil model. The program advisory committee recognizes the importance of TANGRA project and recommends its extension for period 2020-2022 with first priority the international collaboration with the institutes that have expressed their interest should be intensified. The ultimate goal of analysis Martian soil should be vigorously purged. Report on item on team investigation of neutron nuclear interaction and properties of neutron. Main scope of research investigation of violation of fundamental symmetries in neutron nuclear interaction and related data. Investigation of fundamental properties of neutron, ultra cold neutron physics, applied and methodological research. And main direction of research investigation PT symmetry breaking in reaction with neutrons, nuclear data measurement for neutron energy up to 1 GeV, research with very cold and ultra cold neutron, nuclear analytic method and research for different fields of science, methodological research, development of intense resonance neutron source, IRN. We must to increase the intensity of neutron beam in this case, project ANGRA, a target neutron and gamma ray. The PAC recommends extension of this team for 2020-2022 with first priority for further research activities in nuclear physics using the Frank Laboratory of Neutron Physics, the highly intense pulse neutron source IRN, IBR2 pulse reactor, and the neutron electrostatic generator, EG5. In future, the Program Advisory Committee expect more detail on the program of nuclear data measurement, in particular the objectives, the priorities, and the complementarity with worldwide programs on concerning the nuclear data. The Frank Laboratory Directorate is advised to focus on the modernization of experimental halls and pavilions. The PAC recommends that special attention be given to the beam delivery system to increase neutron fluxes at the experiment places. The Program Advisory Committee expects a detailed report on this topic to be presented on next PAC meeting. Letters of intent to open new project under the team investigation of neutron-nuclear interaction and properties of the neutron. Construction of prototype, I told about it, and construction of prototype of polarizing nuclear target. The Program Advisory Committee suggests before considering full proposal that authors prove the stability and calibration accuracy for single pixel detectors for project construction of prototype and propose a realistic design of cryostat for project. And general recommendation, Program Advisory Committee recommends the author develop a more detailed work plan for determine the stage, their goals, and the required resources, formalize the activity into project within the above team and submit it to next PARC meeting. Information about the proposal for opening new team, development of conceptual design of new advanced neutron source at Joint Institute for Nuclear Research, presented by Valery Shvitsov. Today was special talk about it in frame of long-range plan. I believe that we heard this talk, and I didn't see the problem with repeat the same words concerning the schedule of this work. You can see PAC support the proposal of opening this team, and the PAC requests the directorate of Frank Laboratory and new team leaders to keep it regularly informed of the progress of work to develop of new neutron source, taking into account the implementation of ongoing research program on the nuclear physics, not only on condensed matter physics. Project energy and transmutation and radioactive materials, main results, calculation of radiation fields were carried out when quasi-infinite target was irradiated with proton beam with energy 660 MeV and safe radiation regimes were chosen. Experiments with different neutron-forming targets were carried out. This target were installed in the center of blanket of the big uranium target. The equipment was prepared to obtain experimental data on the fission numbers of the transmutation and the neutron spectra of the leakage. The Program Advisory Committee emphasized the positive aspects of the project. For example, possibility to study recycling of spent nuclear fuel, development of new neutron detectors, comparison of Monte Carlo simulation with experimental results, and participation of PhD students. The Program Advisory Committee notes considerable effort in the transfer and installation of the big uranium target on the Zhilepov Laboratory Phasotron and recommends extension of this project up during next 20 years with first priority. Report concerning charm particles and so on, you can see that study of nucleon spin structure and strong electromagnetic interaction and proposal for its extension presented by Yuri Uzikov. The project consists of three independent experimental activities, one of in Mainz, Germany. The experiment has produced new results of excellent novelty and quality, it's progressing well with new polarized target using the horizontal helium 3 gallium 4 dilution refrigerator to be used with the crystal ball and TAPS spectrometer. Another experiment was done in Protvino, in Institute of High Energy Physics. The experiment is well underway using the high energy proton and antiproton beams and will soon produce new significant result in the study of nucleon structure by spin observables. In 2020-2023, new polarized beams are in preparation, which will significantly enlarge the scope of the experiment. And last experiment is prepared for new neutron generator at 14 MeV polarized neutron beam to be directed on polarized deuterium target to study three nuclear forces and strong ND interaction. Study of this are shown the three this experiment and the Program Advisory Committee acknowledged the important role of Dubna Group in all three experiments and recommends extension of this project with first priority on next 3 years. In order to maintain Dubna's international visibility, the researchers should actively continue to take part in all measurements. We have scientific report. The PAC heard with interest excellent report on transferred momentum distribution of hadron in Thales non-extensive statistics. This investigation is of particular interest for our institute since standard Boltzmann-Gibbs statistics also fails at NICA energy. Therefore, the Program Advisory Committee supports its continuation with detailed calculation in the NICA energy region. The Program Advisory Committee support continuation of this research activities. Poster session. Program Advisory Committee reviewed 13 poster presentations in the field of nuclear physics research by young scientists from Laboratory of Information Technology and Frank Laboratory of Neutron Physics. The best poster selected are TD angular correlation in the emission of prong gamma rays and neutrons in fission of uranium by polarized neutrons presented by Berikov, measurement of gamma ray yield from NX gamma reaction in Tangra setup presented by Fedorov, in Monte Carlo study of systematic errors and measurement of scattering of nitrogen 15 ions by boron 10-11 presented by Satyshev. The PAC recommends the poster TD angular correlation presented on next scientific council in September of this year on tomorrow. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Mikhail Grigorievich. Are there questions, please?
About the experiments GDH at MAMI and Space Charm in Protvino, why are they under consideration in this PAC and not in the PAC of particle physics?
I don't know, because it's Zhelepov laboratory.
So this is wrong.
It's the same problem concerning the neutrino physics.
Okay.
Some part in particle physics program advisory, some part on nuclear physics program. It's approximately the same problem.
So we expect from the directorate.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Proper actions on this direction.
I agree.
Other questions? I don't see. Thank you. Thank you, Mihail Grigorievich. The next presentation will be very technical in the sense that it's a video conference. Dinesh, do you hear us? I feel I need the support of the technical team.
Can you hear me, please?
Now it's okay. Now it's okay. Go on, please.
Yeah, can you hear me?
We hear you.
Okay. Okay, great. So, first of all, let me apologize for not having been able to participate at this session of the Scientific Council. I will try to make my presentation by sharing my desktop. I hope it will work. Okay. So, I would like to report on the last meeting, the 50th meeting actually, of the Program Advisory Committee for Condensed Matter Physics that took place last June. This is the agenda of this meeting. I don't expect you to read it because it's impossible. Therefore, I would like to show you some highlights of this meeting. First, our usual exercise, reports and proposals on projects and themes approved for completion in 2019, and proposals on new themes and projects. Then, the development of the conceptual design of a new advanced neutron source at GINR. This will be very easy because I can basically skip it since Professor Jopfe presented it this morning, earlier this morning. I also followed his excellent presentation via live stream. Then, development of the SOLCRIS Structural Research Laboratory at the Solaris National Synchrotron Radiation Center. And finally, the inelastic neutron scattering at IBL2 reactor, current state and further prospects. Of course, at the very end, I will make some conclusions. So let's start with reports and proposals on themes and projects. Let me mention beforehand that our PAC is probably the most diverse of the three PACs, and therefore both concerning methods and also scientific topics, it is almost impossible to find someone who will understand all details of our projects and proposals. I will come back to this point in the summary of the reports and proposals. So the first report was on the theme, development of the IBL2 facility is a complex of cryogenic neutron moderators and justification for its extension for 2020-2022. It was given by Professor Vinogradov. Just for non-experts, the cryogenic neutron moderators are very important for neutron scattering experiments. Here you can just see the IPR2 reactors with many spectrometer channels, and you see that the blue ones have a cold moderator. These red ones or orange ones, they have a thermal moderator, and there is even one which has a combined moderator which can be both cold and thermal. The reason for that is simply that nowadays most interest is paid for subject where nanostructures play an important role, so the structures in the range of several or even sometimes 10 nanometers. Obviously, then you will need a long wavelength neutron, and the only way to have a high flux in of long wavelength neutrons is just cooling down them, and these are the cold moderators. Within this theme, there are six projects. This is the status of each project. The PAC considered all of them, and the recommendation was that the theme and the projects should be extended for 2020-2022. The next one was the proposal for opening a new theme, development on the conceptual design of a new advanced neutron source at GINR. It was given by Professor Shvitsov. Again, I don't think I have to reiterate all what was said earlier today by Sasha Joffe and also just now partly by Professor Itkis. The recommendation of the PAC was that it supports the, this proposal and recommends the opening of this new scene for 2020-2022. Nevertheless, the PAC would like to stress one point, and it requests the SIEM leaders to define a management structure, clear deliverables, milestones, and the time schedule for each SIEM. The PAC expects progress. The PAC expects progress reports from the FLMP Directorate and the chairman of the working group for condensed matter and neutron physics at each PAC meeting. The next point was the China-Solaris cooperation. It was mentioned already at least twice, also at the Scientific Council meeting. The idea is that the Solaris synchrotron in Krakow has several beam lines, and GINR may contribute to this facility by taking part in building new beam lines to this facility. Actually, we need some further details, and that's why our recommendation was that the PAC recommends the opening of this new SIEM, but the PAC expects the parameters of the three proposed stations and their connections with the scientific program and the international synchrotron landscape to be reported at its next meeting. There, since the PAC meeting, there was nevertheless progress, actually two ones. One was that basically just at the same time when our PAC meeting took place, or somewhat later, some China member states explicitly expressed their interest in taking part in this project. So far it was not so explicit, so I think we can be confident that there will be a significant profit for the scientific impact also of this excellent facility. Then the other field of our PAC, namely biology, radiobiology, and then afterwards astrobiology, was touched. The same biomedical and radiation genetic studies using different types of ionizing radiation was presented by Professor Mitzin, and the recommendation of the PAC was that it recommends extension of this same and project for 2020-2022. The PAC recommends strengthening the research underway in this field at GINR. It also requests information on the fundamental research in the field and on how the research will be transferred to the medical treatment. The next theme from the field of biomedicine was biomedical and radiation genetic studies using different types of ionizing radiation, presented by Professor Afanasieva. The recommendation of the PAC was the extension of this project with the new title Radiogene, the molecular genetics of radiation-induced changes, and the gene, genome, and transcriptome level in Drosophila melanogaster for 2020-2022. the Seemann project, research on cosmic matter on the Earth and in space, research on the biological and geochemical specifics of the early Earth, was presented by Professor Rozanov. The recommendation was that the PAC believes that research in these fields specified by the proposal would make a remarkable contribution to the advancement of the interdisciplinary science of astrobiology, and recommends extension of this Seemann project for 2020-2022. The IT always has a very important impact to all fields, and so information technology, also for condensed matter physics, first of all to theoretical condensed matter physics. The same methods, algorithms and software for modeling physical systems, mathematical processing and analysis of experimental data was presented by Professor Adam. The recommendation of the PAC was that the PAC considers the proposal to be well formulated and recommends extension of the theme for 2020-2023. We heard a status report, an interim status report by the project presented by Professor Adveyev, a system for neutron operando monitoring and diagnostics of materials and interfaces for electrochemical energy storage devices at the IBR2 reactor. Needless to stress the importance of lithium batteries nowadays, and small angle neutron scattering is an excellent tool to study the details of these processes. The recommendation of the PAC was that the PAC is satisfied with the progress of this project and progress of the project and recommends its continuation. And now let me come to some general recommendations concerning the themes and project. As I mentioned, this PAC is very, very diverse in the sense of both of instruments and also the themes and projects. And that's why we need the presentation of these themes and project in a much more focused form. So that's why we request a few points. First, the PAC recommends that speakers presenting reports on themes and projects change the manner of delivering information. Second, the presentation must clearly indicate the science and or technology value of the theme or project, the current stage of its implementation in connection with the whole timeline of suggested activities, the year-by-year plan of its implementation, the steps already completed and those to be completed, as well as relation of reported works to the corresponding part of the 7-year plan for the development of GINR. Third, the results obtained within the theme or project should be summarized briefly and reported in a concise manner. And fourth, for new proposals, the expected results should be identified in the presentation. We very much hope that this request will be met by the presenters of the projects and themes next time, and will facilitate an easier formulation of the PAC recommendations. Then we heard report by Professor Kulda on the status of inelastic neutron scattering at IBR2. I have mentioned already several times the importance of inelastic neutron scattering. It should be emphasized that the two spectrometers available at the mentioned in the report are the only inelastic neutron scattering instruments available at GINR, and there is a high demand on them. Therefore, their development should be considered. So the recommendation of the PAC was that the PAC supports the development of the new inelastic neutron scattering instruments and the preparation of a proposal for a new project for 2021 to 2023. The PAC expects a full-length proposal for this new project to be presented at its next meeting, so there was still no recommendation on the project itself. It was postponed to the next meeting. This was already taken from the presentation of Professor Hudova. Now, the next point was the preparation of the GINR strategic long-range plan. Now, from the point of view of the working subgroup of radiobiology and astrobiology, I think I can skip the details again, because earlier this morning we heard the excellent presentation by Professor Mazonova, and I think it would be pointless to reiterate those points mentioned there. We heard a scientific report by Professor Saladino, Emergence of Life in Formamide-Based Origin Scenario, and the PAC expressed its thanks to the speaker. Concerning poster presentations, this time we had a relatively low number of posters, and that's why we mention only one right now. The poster investigations of polystyrene fullerene nanocomposite thin films by neutron X-ray reflectometry by Dr. Karpetz was selected as the best poster at the session, and it will be hopefully presented now also very successfully at this session of the Scientific Council as in accordance to the PAC recommendation. And finally, let me show you the agenda, the proposed agenda of our next meeting in January 2021. Its tentative agenda will include, again, the information by the PAC chairman on the implementation of the recommendations of the current PAC meeting, then information by the GINR Directorate on the Scientific Council and the Committee of Plenipotentiaries. These are the usual exercises at the beginning. Then again, reports and recommendations on themes and projects to be completed in 2020. Progress of the development of the concept for the GINR new neutron source. As you remember, we requested to have such an item on our agenda at each PAC meeting until this project will be completed. Then status reports and upgrades of the FNMP instruments, discussion of a general scheme of evaluating themes and projects by the PAC, information about scientific meetings, scientific reports, and as always, poster presentation by young scientists. So that's all. Let me thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Dinesh. I hope you held you hear the applauses.
I will do my best. If not, then may I hope all may help me.
First of all, I would like to convey our wishes for good health to you.
Thank you very much.
And please, if there are questions to Dinesh, yes, please, Ivan.
Thank you, Chair Michael Waligowski here. Wishes of good health to you, Professor Nodge. But I was wondering whether we should not, this is a formal proposal to you and as chair and to the committee, scientific, should we change the name of the PAC to condensed physics and biomedical, condensed matter and biomedical physics, which would result from the considerable amount of biomedical physics, which is now being put into this pack. So I was just would suggest whether we should not discuss just modifying the name of the PAC committee. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. I think this is not the task of the PAC. This is the task of the directorate, or maybe even of the plenipotentiaries. In fact, the three PACs correspond to the three basic directions of GINR. And these have been fixed, these have been defined in the statutes long, long time ago. So if we touch the name of the PAC, then we have to go back to the definition of the basic direction of GINR, and I think this is the competence of the plenipotentiaries.
Please.
Michael, maybe condense metaphysics and lab science, because some part of people at the Frank laboratory very busy this activity, and biomedical investigation also, it's life science in principle.
Thank you.
Okay, so I don't think it's competence of the PAC anyway. So this can only be decided by the directorate or by the plenipotentiaries. Of course, we will follow this. This is no question, but we cannot change it. And frankly speaking, I don't think that the name plays such an important role. Much more important would be the basic directions, the basic scientific directions of GINR. It can be, of course, discussed whether instead of three, maybe four, or maybe even more basic directions should be defined. But once again, this is surely not the competence of the PAC. The scientific council may discuss it and may formulate, but probably cannot make a decision on this point.
Indeed, I'd like to add a little bit. It's obvious that Dinesh knows very well the architecture of this actual configuration. It is notorious that at some previous scientific councils, this problem was also touched. And at each time, the decision was not to, say, change the actual configuration, but maybe make something with a variable geometry, in the sense that when the problems comes to the PAC, the leaders of the PACs could exchange this information among themselves and then decide for one team or another that where there is an overlap between PACs, which one of them will take over. So this, I would say, that should be left to the latitude of the PAC presidents. Please, Mikhail.
Am I on? Yeah. I appreciate these comments. I think it actually illustrates a more general problem of the difficulty in assigning subjects to PACs as a general issue, and that to me reflects the structure of the Joint Institute, where in relation of the laboratories with respect to the Joint Institute as such. And I don't want to enter that. Perhaps as the scientific committee, we could suggest something in the matter if we so wish. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you again, Dinesh.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
And let's move on to the next point of the agenda. Professor Letnitsky, Vice Director of the GNR, will announce about the membership of the PAX. Please.
Dear members of the Scientific Council, in fact, related with the membership of our program advisory committees. First of all, it is Program Advisory Committee for Particle Physics. We suggest appoint Fujiang Wang from Purdue University, from West Lafayette, United States, as a new member of this Program Advisory Committee for a term of 3 years. And to thank the outgoing member, Nusiu from LBNL, Berkeley, USA, for his successful work in this advisory committee. Second, concerns Program Advisory Committee for Condensed Matter Physics. We suggest appoint M. Kozak from Mickiewicz University, Poznań, Poland, as a new member of this PAC for a term of 3 years, and to thank the outgoing member, J. Vasitsky, from the same university, for his successful work in this Program Advisory Committee. The Directorate asks the Scientific Council to approve these proposals. Thank you for the attention.
Thank you. Michael.
Since this appointment concerns, in the second part of your speech, Polish representatives, may I explain that Professor Kozak is an expert in synchrotron radiation, and we feel that this will strengthen expertise here in the scientific committee on that particular matter. So this is why this is the motive for such a suggestion, and I would very much appreciate if the council agreed to this proposal. Thank you.
Thank you. Some other remarks, Michel.
I come back to the point that I raised at the very beginning of this meeting. Could we know the number of women in this pack?
One in condensed matter physics.
I think this is not reflected. This is not. This does not.
It is not good. Yes, we agree.
Okay, this is one problem to remember of. For the moment, I think that we can stop. First of all, let me know if you agree with all these proposals that Professor Letnitsky made. You agreed, yeah? Mm-hmm. So then we can successfully finish the first part of this session. And before closing the session for the coffee break, there is one intervention, please.
I wanted to do that after the approval. Could we have in the future short motivation? Why those? So what are these persons good of? So to offer their membership in our PACs? Because, for example, I don't know that guy in particle physics. Just a few lines.
Yes.
I can comment. Already Michal commented about persons which are responsible for the Program Advisory Committee for Condensed Matter Physics. And concerning particle physics, Fujiang Wang is a very good candidate, because he is responsible for the heavy ion physics in this university. He is a member of STAR experiments. So it is very useful his presence in PAC is very useful for NICA project. So I think that it is a very good candidate. And concerning Nusiu, he was unfortunately unable to come due to political reasons for a long time.
May I add to this a little bit, also concerning this architecture? Choosing and proposing members, choosing is one thing, proposing is one thing, electing is another thing. Proposing members of the PAC is a prerogative of the directors of the institute as part of the scientific policy that they conduct. There are many elements entering in these choices, geographic, say, prestige of the proposed names, links between GNR and other scientific centers. So I would say that being a prerogative of the directors, the scientific council is called to debate on these proposals and to approve or disapprove, but it's a prerogative of the directors. Thank you. Please enjoy the coffee break and be on time back. Thank you. Coffee break is foreseen for 20 minutes, but if you can come back in 15, will be very good.